Blog Talk Radio.
Son, how you doing, Holmes?
I'm all right. How are you?
Good. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I just put you on speaker for 1 second. I'm coming back in 1 second.
Okay.
But yes, I can hear you.
That's all right. I'm just trying to get a handle on the quality here because I had 2 phone calls today and both of them said my shit was choppy.
Oh, no, I think you're good so far.
Yeah. All right, good. So, you, Michael, Mickus, Big Dickus, you went away with your wife. Where did you go? Why did you go?
We went to Washington, D.C. because she had to take care of some work business. So
you weren't doing
I
like
basically
a
just
million
tag along
or anything like that.
What's that?
You weren't doing like a million honky march or anything like that.
No, not this time. So yeah, I basically just.
So what did she have to do
for?
Yeah.
She had to do some research and you know go to a couple of conferences and stuff. She's all you know important and fancy and stuff like that. Like her job sends her places sometimes. She went to Ireland in like March or April, and yeah, DC a couple of weeks ago. So you know, just that kind of thing.
And so she also has an article published or an essay that she wrote published.
She does. She did something for Historic New England magazine, which, you know, it's a little niche, but it's got her some exposure a little bit, which is cool. She does a lot of historical research and stuff like that. So
yes, I know that she does. Yeah,
yeah.
That's her thing. She was trying to crack the case on a lady at the last job she had. She was like, wasn't she? She's like doing detective work and shit.
A little bit. It's because a lot of stuff, well, even the stuff that she's doing at her current job, like she basically had to read through like hundreds of folders and boxes of letters and stuff like that to try to learn more about this lady. So yeah, it's a lot of that kind of stuff.
So you guys are out there, right? You're in Washington, D.C. between bouts of just ridiculous monkey sex. She was able to get some work done?
A little bit, yep. A little work done.
Yeah. I'm glad you guys utilized the hotel what it's supposed to be for. Anal penetration.
Oh, see now you sound choppy. Say that again.
I just said, I'm glad you guys used the hotel for what it's supposed to be for, which is anal penetration.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah, on both on both parts, both sides.
Of course. Well, yeah, it's only fair.
So what did you do the whole time that you were there?
What did I do the whole time I was there?
Yeah. Well, I'm assuming
not a whole
you
hell of a lot.
No.
What's that?
I said, I'm assuming you worked.
Well, I did some. But honestly, you know, it was a lot of just, I mean, when she was out, I was just hanging out in the room. So, yeah, getting some work done. But for the most part, you know, just putzing around. We did do a couple of the, you know, monument type things, like one of the nights we were here. And then other than that, I mean, you know, just going out to eat and shit like that. But, like, the monument thing is funny. Like, it's weird. I feel like, so the last time I was in D.C., I was, like, 10 years old. So
okay.
it's definitely different when you're not, like, a disillusioned child that's like, oh, America's awesome.
Right.
And, like, you just feel
yeah, you're at the, you're
like,
at the Capitol where all the fuckery starts.
Right. And it's like, I will say this. So, like, one thing that's different about D.C., or at least that area, compared to when I was a kid, was it's at least trying on the surface to be, like, a little more inclusive. Like, they have, like, the African American Museum we went to, and they have the MLK Memorial, and they have a Holocaust Museum, and none of that stuff was there when I went there as a kid. So at least, like, I feel like if you go there now, you can kind of learn a more complete history, hopefully, as opposed to, like, when
yeah.
we went there, it was just like, hey, look at the Lincoln Memorial, look at the Jefferson Memorial, and that's pretty much it.
Well, isn't,
so,
isn't
I mean,
the population of D.C. Overwhelmingly black? Is that, am I getting that statistic right?
It is, and I believe it. I mean, at least the area
right,
we were
which
at is, and it's
I'm,
weird
well, I'm pretty
because,
sure that's true. And
yeah.
being, and,
so,
and because of that, I remember also being there as a kid and not having any awareness of how it's basically you're listening to white history when you go into these museums
right.
and the whole
exactly.
population of the city is overwhelmingly mm-hmm. black. I can't imagine that
yeah.
would, that didn't ruffle some feathers at least.
Yeah, I would think so as well. And like, it's weird because DC is predominantly black from what I saw, but it's also like, it's definitely like in the midst of this like construction / gentrification, because there was construction going on
right.
All over the place. And there was like, you know, apartment buildings being built and stuff like that. And it's just, you know how it is. They're basically going to kick half the black people out and whiten it up, and I don't really know how that's going to work exactly. Like, I'm not too familiar with the area, but from what I saw, I'm like, yeah, this is, like, definitely going to look different in a few years.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's, you know, that becomes a trend in urban areas. Like,
yeah.
You know, I remember when Brooklyn was, it was basically just like, you know, there was a few Italian people down in Brooklyn and shit, a bunch of them, I should say, actually. But you had a lot of Latino people, a lot of black people in Brooklyn, and a lot of Jews in Brooklyn, a lot of Hasidics there.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what Brooklyn always was. And you always used to hear about the clashes between the black folks and the Jewish community. That used to be a huge problem when we were kids. Like, there was a lot of
right.
shit that happened with that. I remember all of the headlines where, you know, I think some like rabbi ran over a black kid or something like that. It was huge.
Oh yeah,
the whole
I forgot
thing
about
was
that.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
It was fucking huge. And one of the things that I took away from those particular types of scandals is that the guys who did this stuff, the dudes in the Hasidic community or the Orthodox community, who did these things were immediately and unquestionably insulated by the whole community. And they'd kind of pull these guys back into the fold and they'd kind of disappear. You know what I mean? Especially after
right.
the trial and whatever is over. Like it's just, they're so, I just remember them being so willing to take care of their own no matter what. And on one
right.
hand, that's kind of myopic. On the other hand, I want to be in a community like that.
right.
I want
where they just kind of like look past your transgressions and they're like, hey, you're one of us regardless.
Look way. I mean, a path. I mean, like, way, way. Oh, that'd be great. A bunch of like dudes that are, I don't know. I mean, when he anus, that old Mike you're talking about? Yeah, no, he's great.
He's cool. He's good people.
That was, and that kind of leads into the thing. You know, like, I can't, we've had like meta conversations about this and just about how, because you and I and this show specifically has covered Kanye West for years now, literally years. We've been talking about this guy since day one. We've gone through periods where it was just like enough about this guy, you know, and then we wouldn't
right.
talk about him. And then he'd do something super fucking stupid and get in the news. And I know you were filled in on it up until you left. Do you know anything of what's happened in that time?
I mean, honestly, I've tried to just not pay as much attention because I feel like,
yeah.
I feel like every 2 seconds, all I hear is something about either him or Kyrie Irving. And I'm just like, it's exhausting.
Oh yeah. Now it's Kyrie Irving too. Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, I was going to say if something specific happened that you want to discuss, I probably am aware of it, but I'm not sure exactly what I missed while I was gone.
Well, on one of his like first unhinged media appearances, he went on the show Drink Champs, which is run by, I don't know if you ever heard of Noriega or Nori. He's a rapper.
Yeah, yeah.
He runs a show and, you know, basically people just come over and get drunk and, you know, they press him on certain things. Like they'll ask him like pointed questions. And it's basically like that show Hot Ones with the wings, except instead of your
right.
mouth being hot and spicy and in pain, you're just kind of drunk.
Okay. I mean, that
and,
could be fun.
Yeah, no, it is, especially when you had some dude, fucking Puff Daddy was on that shit. And he was talking the most sus, gay-ass shit I have ever seen. And
oh, God.
Which is like, it's so funny to me because you know that guy is homophobic, or he acts like he is anyway. You know what I mean? He said the word faggot many, many, many times in seriousness. And definitely like a he loves penis. I mean, I don't know how else to say it. I think he really just genuinely loves it. He just loves it. And he should shout that out. He should just be like, okay, fine. Y'all are right. Rumors are true. I love dick. Can we move on?
Right.
Just do it.
He should.
You know, just be yourself. He should. We encourage,
exactly.
We encourage people to be themselves on this show.
Yeah. Absolutely.
We want that to happen. So Kanye's on this show, and he starts talking about how he can touch, and like, this is at the beginning, all the crazy answer. The thing that he does, he said, he's...
Wait, now you're breaking up on me.
Any better now?
A little bit. Keep talking.
Hold on.
Yeah, you were good before. Now I feel like it's choppy again.
Can you hear me better now?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, let's go with that.
Okay, so Kanye says, I could say anti-Semitic shit and Adidas won't drop me. He says it a couple of times.
Yes, I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, and that's kind of prophetic because, so he's had a lot of people drop him. He starts saying all this anti-Semitic shit. We covered that on like, two shows. And then Adidas finally dropped him.
Right.
And cut his net worth, because one of the other things he was doing is bragging about how he's worth billions and anybody else who is worth less money than him doesn't have any advice for him.
Right.
So Adidas drops him, and it lowered his net worth to something like $400 million. So he actually talked himself out of being a billionaire.
Right.
He literally did. His net worth shrunk, and so now he's on, like, this apology tour where he's basically saying, like, I didn't do anything wrong, but God told me I shouldn't do that by taking my money away.
Oh, yeah.
But what do you think when you hear somebody say something like that?
That God shouldn't take my money away? I mean, if that's the case, then God probably shouldn't give him that much money in the first place.
Yeah. And it just goes to show you that I don't think there's any person on this earth that could get through to him 100%. And.
Oh, definitely not.
The problem is that I don't think he has any idea of who to actually get advice from or talk to, because everybody that co-signs his shit is just enabling him.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But we see that all the time with celebrity. I can't say that's something that's like a crazy concept, and we've seen it so many times. People just want to, you know, ride the gravy train and, you know, be a part of something bigger than themselves. And if they want to attach themselves to celebrities, they're going to basically let them get away with crazy behavior and thoughts and whatever else. I mean, yeah, I
know.
It's crazy.
I'm genuinely surprised that Scientology hasn't scooped him up yet. I think the only reason they haven't is because he's so, at his heart, he's very Christian, I suppose. I don't know if he knows exactly what that means, but I think that's the only reason Scientology hasn't snapped him up yet, because his life, I guarantee you, is very much like Tom Cruise's life. Except probably more exciting, because Kanye West is a creative guy and Tom Cruise is a in-the-closet, desperate homosexual, which, again, there's nothing wrong with these things. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. I feel bad for these people. I have the utmost sympathy for Tom Cruise. I mean, you know, I can't imagine running away from gay thoughts. I usually run towards them. You know what I mean? Like, that's not normal behavior to run away from them like that.
Totally.
You know, I'm like, you and I both know, especially when we're alone, you got to lean into stuff like that. You know?
Hell yeah!
Like, you just got to see where it goes. You know? You got to do it.
Let your free flag fly.
Yeah. but that's, you know, and everybody knows, if they know anything about Tom Cruise, is that he's definitely someone who people just don't say no to. And it's not even just because he's a really, really intense little motherfucker. Like, that is an intense dude.
Right.
Him and David Miscavige, him and the Scientology leader guy, like, those are intense motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
So Kanye did all the shit, and now he's lost his money, and now he's saying it doesn't sound like he's learned any lessons. The damage has been done, and I'll tell you, like, since he started talking that anti-Semitic shit, anti-Semitism has risen in
right.
many, many, many places. There have been, I know one at least, where some rednecks were holding up a flag, like across a bridge over a highway that said, like, Kanye is right, fuck Jews, or some shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I saw that, and then I saw somebody had it, like, on, like, a digitized billboard that said
yeah.
something along those lines, too,
yeah.
which is crazy.
Yeah. It's fucking nuts, and that upsets me just for many, many reasons. I'm sure it upsets you, too, but I don't think we're giving people who have the capability of handling these things properly. I don't think we're giving them the attention they need. I think we're, as a people, as a society, we're still stuck in that fucking glorifying and approving and co-signing bad behavior.
Right.
We make a spectacle of it, and we, you know, everybody says we're doing it ironically because we look at it and we know how awful it is. But no, if that's all you're watching, if that's all you're consuming, that's you.
Yeah. It's crazy.
You can't,
like,
can't watch every single
like,
one of those things unironically, you know?
Right. But it's crazy that there are these kinds of things going on. And I don't know if it's just like, I don't know if it's just the way of the world now with like our attention spans being like goldfish and whatever else, but it's like this kind of stuff happens. And then like, I don't know if people just don't care or they just forget or they move on to the next thing. But yeah, like you said, like there's a rise in anti-Semitic rhetoric at the very least, not to mention possible, you know, physical attacks and whatnot. Like the FBI just had a thing in Newark about them being tracking some would-be attacks near, like, where I live, near Newark.
Right.
It's like, this shit is happening, and it's like, I don't know, like, are we just desensitized to all this shit, that it's just like, all right, well, it's not that big of a deal. Like, I don't know. But it's kind of, it's very scary, like, the road we're going down.
And it's, you know, it's been a long time coming in, and it's not,
right.
I don't think, looking back, that this attachment to celebrities that we have and glorifying and co-signing and accepting the bad behavior, just thinking about it, that's not a new concept either. Hollywood has always been rife with people doing fucked up shit and it getting swept under the table. We're talking like 100 years at this point, at least. You know, like that's the kind of shit that society has been okay with for a long time. I mean, you just think about like the, you know, like Roman Polanski and shit like that. Like all of the fucked up things that people in Hollywood have done, and still were
right.
able to create after that. Like that's been a message that we've been letting our kids see for a very, very long time. Not only were we glorifying it back then, I mean, people like that were popular, you know, like guy
mm-hmm.
who did fucked up
yep.
shit, the Bad Boys and stuff, you know, like when Sean Penn
right.
beat the shit out of Madonna, you remember all that stuff? Like, and that
yeah.
wasn't new back then either.
Right.
So we've had a real problem with allowing people to act like that and them thinking it's acceptable because we basically accept it tacitly by watching
yeah,
this media.
And if anything happens, it's usually like a slap on the wrist and it's just like, yeah, just move on.
Yeah. We could talk about that too, because you remember like all the shit with Paris Hilton in jail, just how fucking hilarious all that stuff worked out to be. The bitch cried her way out of jail, bro. She literally cried her fucking way out of being in jail. And what was she in jail for? Do you remember?
I actually don't remember now that I think of it.
DUIs, my brother.
Oh, yeah. See, I forgot about that.
As you should have.
But I wish I could forget about that. Yeah, I mean, it's a serious offense. It's not like, yeah.
Yeah, no, she was literally putting people's lives in danger. Like, that's...
Right.
We're not talking about a chick who failed to show up for her sobriety test or something like that. This is... We're talking about she put other human beings in danger recklessly.
Yep.
Recklessly. And she cried her way out of prison. She cried nonstop until her parents and the people in the system were just like, get her out of here. It's a media circus. We don't fucking – it's not worth it. Just get her out of here.
Yeah.
How privileged is that? And then guess what? Like, that didn't diminish her popularity at all.
Of course not. Yeah, it's crazy.
Also,
it's like it. I mean, I hate to simplify it to like the the old phrase, but it's like, God, now I'm gonna fuck it up again. Like, what is it? Like, no publicity is bad publicity.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Basically, anything that keeps your name out there. Is going to keep you like in the consciousness and keep people aware of you. And yeah, it's fucked up.
There's definitely truth to that statement too, because, you know, you're right. Like, no publicity is bad publicity, except now that we kind of have the cancel culture thing going on, that's not as true anymore. It's just not.
Well, right. But see, even that, like, That's what drives me nuts about, like, how everything is going. Because, yeah, everything is like, well, cancel culture this, cancel culture that. Well, how about just don't be a shitty person? You won't have to worry about that.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's not to say that it hasn't gone off the rails in some cases either. Because, you know, somebody who said something like 20 years ago that was – not necessarily – like, my biggest issue with that is the inability to joke without people demonizing
you. Well, yeah.
And that,
I agree with you on that 100%.
That pisses me off just because I don't believe in my heart at all that somebody trying to make other people laugh and maybe making – you know, a bad joke. Let's not say it's like a totally inappropriate joke. Like you're talking about like child rape, public forum or something like that. I'm talking about just making a joke that just doesn't land. That shouldn't be a cancelable offense.
I do think people should be given more leeway in those forums.
But I do think it's a net positive because I have seen people who deserve to be taken away be taken away, and it's their own fucking actions that did it, not cancel culture. You know, these chickens needed to come home to roost. We were saying, like the Harvey Weinsteins, he was not the first guy to be that way in Hollywood. Not even close.
Right. Yeah, definitely.
All you got to do is read like a couple of things about like like when Hollywood first got going, dude, it was like the Wild West. Shit was crazy.
Yeah.
People fucking running over each other and shit. Like even in later years, like when Sean Connery was like young and around, like this dude had like a real ass mobster coming after him because Sean Connery fucked his girl, and it doesn't surprise me that Sean Connery fucked anybody's girl. Like that's not a surprise at all.
No.
You know, I'd be a girl for Sean Connery. You know what I mean? Like that's Sean Connery, bro. No, but so this fucking mobster pulls up on Sean Connery with a gun, and Connery basically takes the gun out of his hand and beats the shit out of him. Dude, that's badass.
Totally.
And it's so funny how things like that happen, because he's also the same guy who sat there and said that it's okay to hit your woman when she becomes hysterical.
Yeah, I do remember that. that did not go over very well.
No. And he was like so casual about it. He's like, you know, sometimes words aren't enough, and that's when you realign her, basically. That's when you give her a quick smack to remind her who's boss. And I'm just like, apparently that works for him. Because people want to fuck Sean. Women wanted to fuck Sean Connery. Even old Sean Connery women wanted.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers like, oh, you just got to give him a good slap. You got to give him a good slap every once in a while.
I'm not going to condone hitting of women, but yeah, it was a weird,
That was a weird little quirk of his personality, you know, just a little quirk.
A little bit.
But, you know, how we've been rewarding bad behavior for a long time. It just seems to me like in our lifetimes, it's gotten so much exponentially worse.
Yes. And I don't know how much of that just has to do with, like, now we're privy to so much more. I mean,
right.
Like,
being older and smarter, yeah.
Well, it's that and just the way of the world, like, with media and the internet. Like, again, I don't want to say it's like an apples-to-apples thing, because definitely your perception and access as a child is different than an adult.
Right.
But when we were kids, we would come home from school. There was, like, 6 channels on regular TV. There was no internet when we were, like, younger. Like, I say, like, you know, elementary school, middle school. Like,
it was either, like, video games or being outside. That's those
two
things.
That's
it.
The thing. There was no, and there was no idea of what was going on. Like, I remember, like, me personally, you know, I would go out and play after school, I would come home and, you know, eat dinner and do my homework, and then I'd watch a couple of sitcoms, and then, like, that was the end. Like, that was the end of the day.
Yeah.
Like, was nothing – there was no, like, oh, this is what's happening in this part of the world. This, I mean, and I would watch the news at 10 o'clock here and there, but, like
– Right.
That was it. You had, like, that 1 hour to watch. If you wanted to catch up on what happened in the world, you had to sit in front of your television at 10 o'clock and watch the news. Like, there was no – social media, there was no internet, so it's like, okay, if you want to find out what's going on, put on one of these 3 channels at 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock and watch the news. And now it's like you can literally listen to some Hungarian's viewpoint on 50 different things on YouTube, and it's just weird. Like, everybody has an opinion, obviously, but, like, we've gotten to the point now where instead of just hearing things from, like, a couple of different sources, like, even, like, we're talking about the Kanye thing, like, this has been going on for weeks, and if I pulled up, like, a Google search right now, you'd see, like, millions of hits for Kanye, whereas if this happened 30 years ago, you'd put on the news, and they'd talk about it for 3 minutes, and then it would be over. But it's just, like, a constant, like...
barrage.
Stream. Yeah. So I don't know. Like, I definitely think that bad behavior is being rewarded, but I also think it's more to do with the fact that it's just so in our faces constantly now.
Yeah.
And it's not going to get any better.
No.
I mean, it's only going to get, you know, worse and worse the more we go. Like, I was watching this clip of Bo Burnham the other day. I forget where he was, but he was doing some kind of, like, symposium thingy. And he was basically talking about how things are now and how, like, the only thing left to be colonized is like our attention span. And
yeah.
Right. Like we've colonized like all the land, and we've basically, you know, made as much money as humanly possible off of land. And now like, it's like they're coming for your time. And that's basically what it is. Like every advertiser and, you know, company is basically trying to monopolize our time with all this shit. And I mean, obviously it's working, so they're not going to stop doing it.
There's,
I don't know.
Yeah, he's right. I mean, I like Bo Burnham a lot. He's not necessarily the funniest guy to me, but he is funny, and he's also like really smart. I like listening to his stuff because he's got very good observation. He's a real smart dude. I even watched like during the lockdown throughout the pandemic, he did a special on Netflix, which was basically him quarantined in his own home.
Yes,
just
I saw
trying
that.
To kind of make sense out of it. And I didn't watch the whole thing because I just, you know, it felt like he was kind of slowly going crazy, which I think was maybe the theme of the show in the first place.
Yeah, there were a couple of points where it definitely felt like it was off the rails. Yeah.
It definitely felt like he was but I think that's also kind of the point of him putting that out in the way that he did.
Right.
You know, because I knew a lot of people. I personally didn't really experience a quarantine because I was an essential worker at the time. Mm-hmm. So I was always in and out of the house doing everything I needed to do. But other people who were in quarantine, I know they were going through a lot of the same shit. You know, stir craziness, jumping down each other's throats, and just, you know, wild shit. And that also really changed the I think the overall aspect of our society too, because I think some people are still not comfortable coming back into the fold. Like I know a lot of people that are still very afraid to go to grocery stores and all this other shit. It's created a weird kind of self-preservation that I don't think we really need that anymore. You know, I think we're good. Like COVID cases are still happening, but most of the populace is vaccinated. And when they do get COVID, the symptoms aren't that bad. So
right.
I really do feel like our time of panic and pandemic is put to bed. I could be wrong. A new variant could come out fucking tomorrow and devastate half the Earth's population. I don't fucking know. I'm not a scientist. Neither is Joe Rogan. He's not a fucking scientist either.
No, he is not.
No, he is not. But I forgot why we got on this topic. Why did we start talking about pandemic shit?
Well, we're talking about the Bo Burnham thing and how people are like, there are some people who are
I think my issue is that like, cause you and I growing up, there were shows that were like live and there were like live documentaries and stuff like that. But there weren't like a whole fuck ton of reality shows when we were kids. It was only like Road Rules and Real World, that was to me the biggest reality show and kind of started off the whole mess. There were others before it or whatever, but that one was the most popular and it just exploded. The whole thing exploded in the I think it was like the early 2000s maybe, and like we started getting Survivor. That might have even been in the 90s. I don't fucking remember, but you get like
Survivor,
Big Brother,
was like late 90s, early 2000s,
fucking Big Brother, and now we're up to like we got like Naked and Afraid, which is a crazy show, a crazy show. There's no reason for it, and then we got Let me tell you something. My dad, his whole life, has always hated meter maids. He's always hated them, and he loves to tell them that he hates them. He loves to bitch about them when he gets a ticket. I mean, he just fucking hated meter maids his whole life. You know what this fucker does now? He sits on the couch. He sits in his chair all day long and watches a show called Parking Wars. Do you know what's on that show? It's a fucking reality show about fucking meter maids, bro. And
all he consists of is
people arguing with meter maids. And they're like, why why would you argue with one of them? They're never going to take the shit back.
Why is that a show? I mean, you can say that about a lot of shows, I'm sure, but it just seems, it really is a friggin' show for everything. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's sad because obviously there are people that are watching this shit. And I said to my dad once, I was like, bro, I was like, why do you watch? Because I call my dad bro, right? That's me. That's what I do. I'm like, hey, bitch. No, but I'm like, bro, how could you? I said, you hated meter maids your whole life. Why are you sitting there and watching them now in your free time? He's like, oh, I like it when the people, like, give them shit. I know,
so
that's the whole basis of the show.
He's rooting for the traffic violators.
Right. for the parking violators. Parking violators.
Got you. Okay. All right.
They don't have authority over traffic, Michael.
I can respect that in a bizarre way.
Why would you want to spend like at least a half hour to an hour at a time just being angry, just being disgusted?
Yeah, I mean that's a fair question.
You know,
I watch some questionable TV, so I don't know if I should talk shit.
Okay, well, tell me some of the questionable TV you watch.
Well, let's see. I still watch Jersey Shore because I think it's hilarious.
No, you do not.
I do.
How is that show even still? What do you mean? It's not even on anymore.
Here's the thing. So MTV in their infinite genius decided to reunite the cast
right.
10 years after the original run, now that most of them have like wives and kids and shit, and like do like trips to different locations.
Uh-huh.
And it's actually, I think it's pretty funny. I mean, it's weird. I will say this, like, it's weird. Like, I was watching it the other day, and I realized, I started, like, looking at, like, their IMDb and shit like that. And they actually have, so they call it Jersey Shore Family Vacation. They actually have more episodes run of Family Vacation than they did of the original Jersey Shore show.
Awesome fact, Mick. Awesome fact.
Well, but my point is that I am not the only dummy who's sitting there watching these people travel to
that's the whole point of what I'm saying. All y'all are dumb motherfuckers.
I know. I'm feeding into it. I know.
You are feeding into it. You totally are, and I will never forgive you for that. But here's my problem with that particular show. It's fucking dumb. I mean, everybody's dumb. Everybody's so fucking dumb, like beyond dumb. And then you got a guy who's like dumb and manipulative. It's just like, and that's his real personality, that guy. Like, that's who he really is. He's like a really dumb but manipulative dude. Like, he wasn't playing up being the villain. That's just who he is.
Are you referring
to the
situation?
That's just who the fuck he is. Of course I'm referring to the situation.
Well, I'll have you know that he has reformed his life.
I'm glad to hear that, I guess. I couldn't give a shit
no
about his
life. He's
using
drugs and alcohol.
Okay.
He has a kid.
Okay.
I mean, they're still assholes, but it's amusing. I don't know.
No, I mean, it's just, and I know it is, and I guess one of the reasons I don't watch it is because I knew too many dudes like that. Just from having,
right.
Like, I used to go down to the Jersey Shore a lot during the summers, and as an adult,
yeah.
I would take my girl, Kirsten, I would take her to Seaside. We would go, and that's,
right.
Seaside is where all that shit was filmed.
Yeah.
Huge, huge fucking Guido spot. Huge, huge Guido spot down there.
Yeah.
Huge. And I just remember thinking to myself, like, even at younger ages, like, these guys suck.
Right.
You know? They really do suck. These are some just idiotic people. But the problem is you have a guy like Mike Sorrentino. That's his name, right? Sorrentino?
Yes. Yep.
You got a guy like him, so regardless of what the impetus was or the cause was, the guy was just a douchebag. I mean, they were all fucking douchebags. Guy
right.
was, like, trying to be the master douchebag. Like, you know, he was trying to watch the puppets dance, and it always blew up in his face, and he always got called
of
out
course.
On his shit. Always. And I know that's part of the fun. I know it's part of the fun. But this guy then went outside of that. And he started popping up on, like, Comedy Central roasts and shit. He was trying to get a fucking comedy career started, too. And he's just, like, he's not a good actor in any way. Even when
he's supposed to be
acting like himself.
Right. He's not funny. Yeah.
He's not funny. And I think him being an asshole around people that he knows doesn't translate to him being an asshole in front of a studio audience either.
Agreed.
You know, like, that's not the same kind of asshole.
Right.
But my problem is that I had to see him there. I had to see him in mainstream media that I normally enjoy that he doesn't belong on. And the charm of him being a target doesn't make me feel good about myself in any way either. I don't wish bad things on that dude. I don't think anybody should have ever put a camera on him or listened to a word out of his mouth. But
yeah.
Like, I don't think somebody deserves to be humiliated in front of a lot of people like that on national television. You know, I just don't feel that way about things anymore. I'm not a revenge guy anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, it's weird. Like, I don't want to, like, sit here and act like I'm like, I don't know the right way to characterize this, but I would say my television viewing habits are different than they were when I was single, because, as you know, when I was single, I would literally just come home and watch sports 24 hours a day.
And wrestling.
And that's
so you'd watch sports entertainment.
And I do still watch wrestling. I guess now I more track sports on my phone while my wife and I sit and watch crappy reality TV for the most part. So I don't know, like, Jersey Shore I liked before her, so that I will totally top to. Some of the other stuff I'd say is more influenced by her, but either way, I mean, it is crazy to think about how these people, like, we're talking about how the world is so much different now when we were kids, but, like, the people on these shows, like you alluded to, like, they're becoming celebrities and they're becoming rich and famous for basically no reason. Or for doing stupid shit, like you said, the Jersey
right.
Shore thing.
For bad.
The reason why Jersey
either,
Shore.
Either
the reason
for no reason or
yeah, the
for
reason
bad
why
reason.
Jersey Shore. Right. The reason why Jersey Shore was popular in the beginning, like the story that made like the most news early on was Snooki getting punched in the face by some dude.
Right.
Like that was the like moment early on in the show where people were like, I gotta start watching this, and it's like. It's
who
just weird.
Was that Snooki?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, some dude punched her in the face at a bar, like, early on in the series. And, like, that's when they were talking about, oh, should we cancel this show? Because it's, like,
was
you
he
know,
trying to punch somebody else and hit her instead?
Nah, she was talking shit. Like, so the guy had, like she had gotten shots in the bar, and the guy basically, like, stole her shots.
Right.
So she was, like, talking shit, and he turned around and fucking popped her.
Oh, my fucking Christ. That's just that's another thing why I don't want to watch shows like that. Dude, I was a bouncer for 2 years, and even before that,
mm-hmm.
How much time did you and I together spend in bars? I've seen shit like that.
Yep. I know, it's crazy. And even, like, I don't want to say this is bad behavior because, listen, shit happens and kids make dumb mistakes, but, like my wife watches Teen Mom, and that's another one where, like, they're, like, these people are now, like, that is, like, their career. Like, they've been on the show for, like, 12 years.
That's so sad. Everything about that show is sad. Everything.
But there are people who've been on that show
even
for, like, 12 years.
Yep.
Right. But it's just weird to me that, like, you're famous because you got knocked up when you were, like, 15. That's, like, a weird thing to...
No, that's the worst thing to make somebody famous for.
Right.
One of the worst. You know, nobody's prioritizing that person's mental health. Like, what they do is, like, the prime example is that girl Farrah Abraham. I think that's what her name was or is.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
She was a teen mom, and she got a whole bunch of plastic surgery and, like, looks weird, and she did porn, and she was an irresponsible parent, and, like, I can't hate a person like that, because you have to, in order for you to act like that, there was something that was done to you. There was some trauma received. There was some disconnection that you had growing up, some wires crossed or something that leads you to believe that these actions are livable. And that could have come from your parents. It could be your genetics. It doesn't necessarily mean that you are a terrible person. Even if you do terrible things, and, you know, obviously this girl was exploited and probably was exploited before the pregnancy even fucking happened, and now she's just a sad fucking person. The whole thing is sad, and I don't believe that kind of sad shit needs to perpetuate. I don't believe that, because you can stop it from happening.
Agreed, but see, here's the thing. I feel like these people are incentivized in the respect that, yes, this girl is probably still a sad person, like, at her core, but if she has, I'm just making up a number, if she has $1.8 million in the bank and she has a million followers on social media telling her how good she looks every day and how cool she is, like, what's going to stop people from doing the same shit and basically exploiting themselves?
Well, that goes back to fucking, like, generational trauma and shit. And that's
right.
And that's what's so fucked up is because they're, and that's why it's so hard to fix these things, because all of the problems that we have in species, all of our interpersonal problems, they are not different from any of the problems our caveman ancestors had with each other. It's just way more complicated now because we have so many tools at our disposal.
Yeah.
You know, it's – and we don't – that's – it's so hard to heal something that has been going on for all of humanity. And that's
– right.
But I do think that we can make an effort to stop rewarding bad behavior so that people like this girl are not incentivized to do this. Because you're right.
I mean, I agree with you in theory. I just think the toothpaste out of the tube at this point.
No, you're absolutely right. We're talking hypothetical, dude. My hope for the human race died probably in the last 4 years. No, really.
Yeah.
And George Carlin.
I would say six, but yes, I agree with you.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, six, definitely. Yeah, let's go with that. Yep. You're right. That's what I meant anyway. You're referring to the same thing that I was trying to encompass in what I said, which was that probably in the last decade, my faith in humanity is completely gone. And was a realization that George Carlin came to a lot later in his life. And I'm jealous of him for that, because I do see the beauty in humanity, but there are so many people whose core values, Mick, have nothing to do with their fellow man. They were not raised to think about their fellow human beings, and they refuse to accept that maybe that's not the right way to be. And why should they accept that? All of the faces that are in power look like theirs.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Why wouldn't they believe that they can have and take and keep whatever the fuck they want? Because the people that do that look exactly like them.
Yep.
But I don't accept that, you know?
That's crazy.
I do accept that humanity is doomed, but I can't ever believe that a certain class of people like that should have all of the money and the power. I can never believe that. My core beliefs do not exclude the rest of the human race, or my friend, or my neighbor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there are so many people on this planet that are the complete opposite of that. So what? How do we fix that as a species?
I wish I knew.
But you can't tell me that there's not like some things we can do, right?
I mean, there are some things we can do, but I think collectively not enough people are going to do those things.
Yeah. So you might know a little more about this than I do. I'm seeing all these articles that are saying that the Democrats are in big trouble for the midterm election. I don't know if that's propaganda. I don't know if that's just like a right-wing talking point to, you know, because they will literally say things until it's true. Like, and they're very good at that.
Yeah.
Very good at that. And even if it's not true, they just behave like it is and nothing changes their mind.
It really is wild.
It is, right? Like there's no self-reflection in their arguments whatsoever.
No, there really isn't. Like it really does feel like you said, like they're trying to like will their narrative into existence, because they'll just say shit without any like logical reasoning behind it. And yeah, like you said, it's like they're just saying it, speaking it into existence, and they're just saying it until it becomes the truth, and then go, see, I told you that was going to happen.
Like, it's so crazy. Funny to me the way that works, because they'll be like, you know, they'll just go up and say, the sky is chartreuse, you know, and then they'll hold their noses up, and people will just start clapping for them, bro.
Right.
And even if somebody's like, look, like you can look at the sky right now, that shit ain't fucking chartreuse. What are you talking about? As long as the voices clapping are louder than yours, they win.
Right.
That's it. They just won. It makes no logical sense whatsoever. But as long as people are willing to co-sign what you say, you can make whatever you want true.
It sure as hell seems that way. It's kind of scary, but yeah. But actually, okay. So you brought up the potential of Democrats being in trouble on Tuesday, and I think they're in trouble just in general, regardless of what happens on Tuesday. But that's another conversation for another time. But I wanted to bring this up because I'm trying to figure this out. So, because I had seen a tweet from a sports person, and he basically said the same kind of thing, like a red wave is coming on Tuesday, and his logic is because the government, I put that in quote, messed with people's kids by locking them down and forcing lockdowns and that sort of stuff over the course of the past 2.5 years. So here's my question, because I'm trying to follow the train of thought.
Okay.
If the government messed with people's kids, right? Why is that a right left thing? Like, are they trying to say that, well, for the first few months of the pandemic, while Trump was in office, it was serious and everybody was rightly locked down. But then when Biden came into power, he should have known that it was less serious and he could have loosened the restrictions and he didn't. Like, is that the logic? Like, I don't understand. If you're mad at the government for doing the lockdown thing, I don't understand necessarily why that's a right-left thing. Now, I know there were certain states, obviously, once they decided, okay, let states do whatever they want. But even that, like, it's a fucking pandemic. Like, I don't think anybody – and listen, I hate the government as much as anybody. But, like, I don't think the government had the proper tools, and they were also getting information that was constantly changing and whatnot. So, like, I'm not sure, like, how much the government is at fault for, you know, little Johnny falling behind in math because he couldn't attend class in person for 2 years. I don't know. Maybe I'm just being stupid because I don't have a kid.
You're not being stupid.
Maybe I would feel differently. But, like, I don't understand why that's the government's fault. Like, the whole thing is, like, you know, we're Americans. We can pull ourselves up by the bootstraps and do this and that. But then, like, you're going to blame the government because your kid fell behind in school? Like, it's not like we don't have access to information and, like, you know, the entire world at our fingertips on our phones and our computers. Like, if you're in an area where you don't – like, listen, there is a digital divide, and there are kids who have less access than others. So if those people are complaining about certain things, I would put more stock into that. But if it's just these fucking – you know, right-wing assholes who were upset they actually had to raise their kids for a little while. And, like, I don't know. It just seems, like, disingenuous to blame the government. And like I said, I blame the government for a lot of shit. But it just seems, I don't know, it seems, like, disingenuous to me.
All right. Well, there's so much of what you said needs to be just expanded upon, because you made a lot of very good points. And just, like, some of the language that you were using, it's so fucked up just how much politics have twisted language, because there was an old saying like that you mentioned, pull yourself up by your bootstraps. The original meaning of that saying was you can't do it. People say pull yourself up by your bootstraps because it's a literal impossible task. You can't defy gravity. You can't grab the ankles of your fucking shoes and yank them up into the air so that you're standing. That's what
right.
It meant. It meant
yep.
An impossible and useless task. Okay? That's what it meant. Now Republicans have co-opted it. So now the phrase means basically do something from nothing, which none of the people who use that terminology have ever had
have
to
actually
do
done.
In their lives.
Right, right.
They have never had a base point of zero or in the negative. They've never experienced what it's like in life to have to claw and scrounge for every fucking cent that you have. They've never
yeah.
had to do that, and that makes them privileged. So what they've done is changed the meaning of a phrase entirely, and it still doesn't work, because even in their logic, you can't do that, which is why there are so many poor people.
Right.
That's why the majority of people are poor, because you can't always make something from fucking nothing.
Agreed.
And then you're talking about, you know, who's at fault, what the government's at fault for, who to blame the government. Republicans don't know who the government is. Every time I've heard a fucking Republican say, the government does this, the government does that. Republicans have never been a giant minority in this country.
Right.
They've never been, like, the Dems may have taken over the House or the Senate at some point, whatever, in history. But they've never been, like, a completely outshined voice. They've never been minimized to, like, a 2% party rate in this country. You know, they've always had at least half of America. So
right.
They've always been the government. The government has always had Democrats and Republicans. Always. I mean, there were offshoots like fucking Bull Moose Party and shit like that. Even the Tea Party.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's always been Republicans and Democrats in America's history. Even if they were named something else initially, it's always been a two-party fucking system, which A,
right.
I think is nonsense. But B, that means that Republicans have been bitching about themselves for their whole lives. When I say the government, I'm talking about whatever your fucking political affiliation is, if you're in office in the government. I don't give a fuck what your fucking alignment is.
Right.
As long as you're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
As long as you're doing the right thing, I don't give a fuck where you're coming from. It doesn't matter. But these people
are
saying the government, what they mean is
there's a red wave coming because the government
is fucking
people's kids.
Like fucking Lauren Boebert. She's always saying, like, I follow her Twitter because it's just like, it's just insane, and it's literally just inflammatory things to rile people up. That's all she does on Twitter.
Yep.
That's all she does. Like, and there's never a here's my plan to do this. There's never a this is the way I'm going to help you and help people. Everything she posts is Democrats are this and Democrats are, like, holy fuck.
Mm-hmm.
It's a dog and pony show.
Yeah, totally.
But it makes me just completely afraid for the future of this country. No joke.
I'm with you. Like, we could spend another hour talking about this, I feel like, because I'm so torn because, like, my wife and I are trying to figure out where we want to live 6 months from now when, like, her job is up and our lease is up and what that.
Yep.
And, like, this part of it, like, do I even want to be here?
I know.
Like, it's crazy. Because I really do think that, like, the Republicans in general, obviously there are some level-headed Republicans, but, like, I feel like their general plan of action is to take over. Like, I don't think there is, like this isn't about that. Oh, what my feeling is on such an issue versus yours. Like, I think they just want, like, absolute power. And I think we saw evidence of that on January 6th, and yet it's 2 years later, and, like, it's still happening. And I don't think it's going to get any better.
See, the thing is that you're right. And it's so obvious to people like you and I, and I think it's because of the lack of the language that we're seeing from Republicans, which is what I think I touched on it briefly, is that they don't say what's going to happen next. They don't say what things are actually going to be like. They don't have any plans for after the takeover. There's no language whatsoever that says, here, this is exactly how we're going to help you after we take back the government.
Yeah.
There's no talk of a future whatsoever. They just want to run everything. And by the behavior that they've shown us, I don't ever want to be a part of a place that's run by people like that.
Well, that's what's wild. Like, look at all the shit the Supreme Court has done in the last 6 months. Like, this is what they are going to do.
Yeah.
And it's scary that, like, not, it seems like at least, not that many people are, like, or appalled by it. And we've already seen, like, a snippet into what they want to do. And we're just kind of like, all right, well, we'll see how it happens. We'll see what happens.
Yep. Yeah, we'll see what goes. We'll see what happens.
Like, it's crazy. Like, I don't understand. And again, I don't have a kid, so what the fuck do I know? But I don't understand how you could have a daughter and look at what happened with the Supreme Court and Roe v. Wade and be like, all right, well, you know, they made up their mind. Big deal. Like, I just
Well, you know my stance on that. Your fucking brother doesn't talk to me anymore because of my stance on that.
He doesn't talk to me either. So. But I mean, and he's not the only one. But like, obviously, there's millions of Republicans out there who have sisters and daughters and mothers, and I just don't understand how you can reconcile that in your brain.
The moment that man said. The moment that people around the world heard him say, you can just go up to them and grab them by the pussy, the fact that that didn't tank his chances at all meant to me that we were already living in a dystopian fucking era, because there is no way in hell. Dude, could you – I'm not even talking about just a Democrat, but could you imagine if Obama had said that shit, bro?
Right.
Could you imagine?
But it's this weird thing. It's this weird thing, and listen, there's definitely more than one factor at play here, but I think we're also seeing this with, like, the Elon Musk stuff on Twitter. People fucking worship rich dudes. Like – It's
weird.
So, yeah, so to your point, like, if Obama had said that, or even if, I don't know, fucking Chris Christie had said it, I think people would have had more of an issue with it. But, like, Donald Trump says it, and it's like, oh, well, we know him. He has the hotels and the casinos, and he's on The Apprentice, and he was on Lifestyle of the Rich and Famous, and he has married supermodels. Like, this is just
right.
weird
and
thing where, like,
stamped all over shitty areas in the country.
Right. It's just fucking weird, dude. I don't know. I don't get it.
But this hypocrisy has been around for as long as we have, because I always noticed how Fox News was totally right-wing Christian nationalism. Always really has been. Mm-hmm. Always, it may have been less vocal about it back when we were really young, but it's never not been there. And
right.
Fox was also the same channel that perpetuated some of the most mind-numbingly un-Christian shows I have ever seen in my life. Like, Who Wants to Marry a Millionaire? Do you remember that fucking fiasco?
Yes, I do.
It brings it back to what we were talking about, like the rewarding for bad behavior. It needs to. It's never going to stop. But something's got to be done about that, because it's literally a symptom of a sickness in society.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, I hope things will get better, but, like, I just don't see it. And there was a part of me that was, like, slightly when, like, COVID started, from the sense of, okay, this is going to give everybody a chance to, like, sit back and reflect on, like, what is important and what they should value. And I honestly think it's gotten worse.
Yeah. It has.
So I don't know what to think at this point. Like, I kind of just think we're fucked.
I know we're fucked. Here's the thing. I know we're fucked. Okay? Deep down, I know we're fucked. No, I really do believe that. I think something really bad is going to happen in the future. I may not be alive for it to happen, but just the way that things are going, these people that are in power now, they're wildly xenophobic. They cozy up awful human beings, bro. Like, Trump was so interested in Kim Jong-un and fucking Vladimir Putin. Why was he so interested in those people? Those guys were our enemies. They are our enemies.
Right.
And they have been for a long time. And he didn't – what did he do to ease tensions? He goes
nothing.
To these people that he sucked up to, bro. No, nothing. Nothing. They knew he was a fucking joke.
Of course.
You know? I mean, he's – look, there may not be any, like, super solid proof. But I know for a fact that the dude was definitely compromised by Russian money. He has been for years, this guy, you know, it's not like he didn't know who Putin was before he became the president. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, this is a dude who's been around the world doing shit.
Yep.
And that includes fucking Russia, which was like the origin of the P tape.
Yes.
Like, it's bizarre to me how so many of those connections are just ignored by the general populace because of
right.
the spectacle. Mick, I'm not going to be able to fix that inhumanity, but I do want to make the people around me in my life and whoever else can hear what we're doing, I do want them to be aware of what's happening. I do feel like we can still – like, even just by you doing this show, even just by, you know, your posts on Facebook or Twitter whenever, you know, you decide to get political, I still think that helps. I still think the voices that see these things need to be out there at least, even if they're not being super paid attention to, you know. I hope so,
because I really
there.
Do feel like I'm speaking into the void half the time, but
right.
I hope you're right.
Just pissing in the wind. I know. But I can't not believe that at least a couple of people are going to listen to what I say, you know?
Right.
I have a fairly large amount of people on Facebook that like the kind of shit I talk about, you know? Yeah. All right. Well, what do you say we end it here?
All right.
Did you have anything else you want to talk about? Any points you want to touch on? Something? Whatever it is, give it to me.
I don't think so at the moment.
Oh, okay.
I think we've spread our wonderful brand of optimism and humor.
Well, I do think you're right about that, though. I think we're very realistic people, and
yeah,
we also realize just how ridiculous things are. That's needed. At the very least, you are making me feel better about thinking these things.
Same. I agree with that.
You know, and that's good enough for me.
Hopefully, to your point, hopefully we've had some impact somewhere.
I think so. I do think so. Especially me. You know what I mean? Always.
Well, yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. So wait, so real quick before you go, what was the what was the thing that you were betting on Twitter that I asked you about?
Oh God, which one?
it was the last one. I said, what are you betting on? Fucking Botswanan fucking ping pong leagues again or something?
I think it was Australian basketball.
Australian basketball? That's a thing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Holy fuck, bro. You gamblers are so resourceful when it comes to finding things to bet on, man.
Well, listen, that is one positive about the internet in 2022 is, yeah, I could literally bet on, like, Chinese basketball or Australian basketball. It's good times.
Can you bet on, like, the chances of two star-crossed lovers falling in love? Is there anything like that?
I don't know if there's that, but I did see a thing at one point. There was a thing you can bet on who Kim Kardashian's next boyfriend was going to be. So in some sense there is.
Oh God. We had a whole conversation about awful behavior in reality shows, and we didn't even mention Kim Kardashian once, which I'm proud of. But her family is definitely the queen. They're definitely the fucking kings and queens of what we were talking
about.
No doubt. Those people have become famous for nothing but bad behavior. Nothing.
Yep. Crazy.
I really hope she just dates a guy named David Peterson.
Yeah, like some accountant. Yeah.
No. I want Pete Davidson to be really mad that she's dating someone named Dave Peterson.
Okay, gotcha. Sorry, I missed that.
I mean, it'd just be like such an obvious dig at him. Like, I actually wish that on the guy. I don't actually think badly of him. I think he makes some really fucking stupid choices, but he's young. He's allowed.
Yeah, I mean, what are you gonna do?
He's not hurting me.
Except,
all right, brother.
He hurts me a little bit with those Taco Bell commercials. They're pretty bad.
He what?
He hurts me a little bit with those Taco Bell commercials. They're pretty bad.
Wait, Pete Davidson is making Taco Bell commercials?
Oh my God, I have to send you them. Yeah, they're terrible. Oh,
okay, yeah. Send that shit over to me because I want to see what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Yeah, I've always liked him just because, like, he's really good at self-deprecating humor and,
yes,
like, roasting people. He's, like, when he's roasting somebody, it's fucking hilarious.
Yep. Yeah, I like him.
Oh, shit. All right, my dude, let's call it a wrap.
All right. I will see you this week.
Is next Thursday good for you?
I will let you know, but it should be.
Okay. Bye, Pookie.
All right, but yeah, I'll let you know for sure.
See you later, sweetums. Bye-bye now.
Bye.